Welcome back to the Press Box and our latest addition to the lineup of stories and audio interviews here at the Press Box, our countdown to Derby 151. We're going to take a look at the horses that are currently residing in the number 19th position and 18th position on the list to get in. As always, my host, great friend, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gene, great visiting with you and the folks again, and we would like to remind folks that our McLean Countdown to Derby 151 is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BreastNet.com, by Ellis Park, by Elk Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. As you mentioned, we're going to go with 18 and 19 currently on the money list. And so let's go ahead and talk about number 19, Admire Daytona, who comes from Japan.
Yeah, you know, Buzzy, by way of our friends over in Dubai, This horse just won the UAE Derby on April the 5th to earn the spot, the Euro Mideast spot in this year's automatic spot in the Derby by winning the UAE Derby. And I watched this race several times from several different angles. This horse by Drefong out of a Shackelford mare, Pestle. Shackelford obviously was a very nice horse. He added probably a lot of distance to the pedigree. Admire Daytona showed a ton of courage in that race in Dubai, Buzzy, in the UAE Derby. Made all the fractions, pressed throughout that race. And, you know, it was pressed really neck to neck from the get-go and was passed, actually, at the top of the stretch in a three-horse battle to the wire. But he showed tremendous courage coming back on the inside, on the rail, came back and won that race in a head bob. And, you know, I think that you can't dismiss the fact that Admire Daytona just showed so much courage, so much character. He's raced three times this year. He's had two wins over the career, six starts, two wins, 2 seconds. And, you know, I just think he showed the kind of guts that it takes to win the Derby, but I have a question about him.
Yes. What would that be?
Well, you know, I've never been a big fan of coming from the UAE Derby to the Kentucky Derby because of the travel involved and just the amount of energy one might expend making that very rigorous trip back over to the United States and to particular Louisville, Kentucky. Forever Young last year, who was touted heavily by my good friend Caitlin Free, kind of dispels a little bit of that. If the horse is good enough, the horse can do it. He ran a tremendous race, really kind of a winning race in the Derby as well last year. Forever Young, being a Japan-bred horse, really performed admirably after coming from Dubai. But, you know, this horse, none of that is what I'm really concerned about. It's just the style that he showed over in the UAE Derby, Buzz. And he went right to the lead. And although he showed great courage in sustaining his bid in the stretch and holding off two other horses and really kind of a three-horse photo there for much of the stretch run, it's just that forward style that I think he's one of a number of horses that I think are going to want the lead, and I just think the lead is going to be awfully contentious in this year's version of the Derby. And if that is the case, going a mile and a quarter on that first Saturday in May is just going to be a difficult proposition.
Well, I must tell you that I am relieved to hear you say what you just said, because I thought, for a moment, that you were in fact not being fair to Admire Daytona because of the unfortunate start that Thunder Snow had some years ago after coming over from racing in the Emirates. And I wouldn't want to put that on a horse, but now I'm relieved to hear that it has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with that. No, Buzzman, you know, I know you are a big, big supporter of Thunder Snow.
Big.
And, you know, and that, you know, that reel that, when he left that starting gate and started doing that bucking routine, I could see the expression on your face was less than joyous.
Okay, so now we've got Admired Daytona. Tell me about Luxor Cafe.
Yeah, and I was just going to finish on Daytona. But being by Dre Fong, you know, ran in the Breeders' Cup Sprint in his last race. And, then this horse, watching this horse, run in the UAE Derby, wanting the lead from the get-go. And, you know, again, I admire the horse for his ability to hold off challengers after being pressed on the lead. But, you know, being by Dre Fong, who obviously they thought could win the Breeders' Cup Sprint in his final race, I just think that there are some holes there with this year's speed-oriented field. So many horses in there wanting to be either on the lead or close to the lead. It's going to be a difficult angle to play for me in this year's Derby. Now, on the other hand, Buzzman, you know how I've been a bias. I've held a pretty strong bias against horses doing something here in the Derby that they've never done before. And, you know, whether it be, you know, New York breds or Pennsylvania breds or all these different breds trying to win the Derby or horses coming into the Derby having never run the distance, or, you know, or horses coming into the Derby that have never run in on American soil or on traditional dirt that we have here in this country. But I am going to tell you right now, that Luxor Cafe, and I want to put my eyes on him and see how he goes once he arrives. But this horse is going to be one that I take very, very close attention to, Buzzman, because I did watch his race over in his last start on March the 29th over in Japan. And he is a horse that, I mean, ran off to an easy victory. Very impressive. Went sweeping wide into the final turn. Now, they obviously run opposite directions there than we do. But this horse showed a tremendous closing kick. And I really, really did find that horse to be very impressive. Now, here's the issue with Luxor Cafe, or the thing that I think is compelling for me, is that he's by American Pharoah. We all know about American Pharoah, and he's out of a more than ready mare named Mary's Follies. And this is his American pedigree. He's a Kentucky bred. Now, I didn't see any auction history on this horse, but Mary's Follies was a multiple graded stakes winner in her own right, Buzzman. She won the Ms. Revere Stakes at Churchill Downs in 2009. So this is a filly or a mare, Mary's Follies, that certainly loved the grass. I mean, loved the dirt at Churchill Downs. So of course, we always know what American Pharoah did, winning the Triple Crown and adding on the Breeders' Cup Classic, the only horse in history to have done that. Luxor Cafe has run six times in his career, has won four times, 1 second this year alone, three for three, three wins, three starts, and in the victory. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name, but this horse is going to have, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to watch this horse train, I'm going to watch this horse get in as one of his last works. I really am intrigued, and this horse, in all likelihood, is going to have some of my support financially when it comes to the Kentucky Derby the first Saturday in May.
Okay, all right. I'm intrigued now myself. Let me know. I might I might have to come over for that work. All right. So what do we have tomorrow, Gene?
We're going to move on up the ladder. We're going to go to 17 and 16. 17 is Grande, owned by Rapoli Staple, Mike Rapoli, and then Flying Mohawk. Is going to be the two that we look at tomorrow. Grande's trained by Todd Pletter. Whit Beckman, a young man who's in the, has the conditioning on Flying Mohawk. We're going to take a look at those two in tomorrow's edition of the Countdown to Kentucky Derby 151.
All right, and McLean's Countdown to Derby 151 is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful day. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. And as we go through this process, making our way all the way up to number one on the list and number one in your hearts, I am going to be at the end of the conclusion of this.
At the conclusion of this. Let me help you out.
Yes. At the conclusion of this exercise, going to be posing the question back to you. How are you, my friend, going to play it?
I will be ready to make my Thunder Snow Derby selection.
You are a man of the people. That has always been said.
Love you, my man. See you later.
See you, buddy. Take care.